Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Right on, girl.
There we go. Good evening, Northern California. How's it going?
She was dropping it like it was hot already.
A little early.
Yeah. It's her new music thing.
Yeah, it's her new music thing.
Good evening. Thought that that riff would have brought a tear to my eye.
July 26th, 2023. This is our last show for a while. Nigel and James and Yvonne. How's it going?
The popularity, it's been
overwhelming.
It's overwhelming, and we just need to take a break for a little bit.
You know, signing all those autographs after each and every show is just, it's a little much. You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't get home until
I'm hungry. And
yeah.
I want to go home and eat.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Every show is a little hungry. So, we had about a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Uh-huh.
We're going to take a little break, get reorganized, and we'll come back, I'm going to say beginning of the year.
Okay.
You know? We have so many projects going
on. I was getting
on.
Ready to just, like, have to put my, like, black veil on and just wail tonight, but now you just made it okay for me.
Yeah, no. Well, we need to get that. We need some time to get the Shasta County Chamber up and running. We
yep.
have so many good opportunities to that. For those who don't know, we have started the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
gave it a little time for some percolating.
Fermentation.
And, yep, exactly. See where we're going to go. And we're getting so much really good feedback that I think we need to do that full time starting soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll come back with a dedicated radio show for Shasta County. So, but until that time, let's have some fun. So, hey, did you see the news today that
I have not. You know what? I actually
paddleboarding officially became a dangerous sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, Obama's chef.
Yeah.
You know, went out paddleboarding and miraculously ended up with blunt force trauma and then drowning.
Oh, see, I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah. So, any aspiring chefs out there looking for work? Obama's hiring.
Yeah. Horrible.
Where was it?
Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
I knew that part.
Wow.
I knew that he had died, but I didn't know what the circumstances were. I keep hearing there's this person that saw it happening, like there was a witness. And I'm like, if he was drowning, why didn't you go help him? I mean, it's like, I guess he drowned in like 8 feet of water. It's not like it was like.
And apparently he was a good swimmer.
Yeah.
And apparently ended up with blunt force trauma. So, you know, how does that happen? Maybe he hit himself on the head.
Did he fall off the paddleboard and it hit him in the head? Or?
Well, they're soft, aren't they?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I know nothing.
Well, you know.
It's
so anyway,
yeah.
You know, that was kind of an interesting little news bit. I thought that was interesting.
Really feel bad, though. I think he had a wife and he had twins.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awful.
So that broke my heart for sure.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some shenanigans going on there, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Could be.
Twitter becomes X.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I like.
So, what's the marketing going to look like?
Well, you know, he loves X.
It's mostly the letter X.
Yeah, okay. And he has had X.com for years, and he's talked about it for years. I guess the idea for Elon, one of the reasons why he purchased Twitter was, you know, obviously, I'm sure, to piss off a lot of people, which he's done successfully with that. But ultimately, he has always been frustrated with the app system here in this country, whereas in, like, China, they have WeChat, and almost everybody in China uses WeChat. And so WeChat is like a mega app that does everything, right? Like, you can listen to your music, you can do your maps, you can do all your finances, you can pay bills, you can do medical. I mean, it's like it is like the one app that you can do almost everything in. And so, from what I understand, that's kind of what he's wanted to transform Twitter into, is one of those apps that really can do everything. So, yeah.
Well, he said today or yesterday that it's going to be the biggest brand in the world.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know. I think me personally, if I was to put on my...
He's got some work to do.
He's got some, you know, that whole marketing cap. I mean, X, it's been used so many times,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, when I think of X, I think of X-Men,
mm-hmm.
right? Or remember iPhone X, Mm-hmm. Or the right, X-Files. Right. Or, you know.
X-Files. I love X-Files.
Remember X-Files? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's been used so many times. So in order for it to be unique. I mean,
but I think X is very sexy.
Yeah. Controversial, for sure.
It's very X-y. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought Twitter was...
But I think that isn't also really... Speaking of that, isn't that when you look at his cars, the different models, what is there? There's X. The X. There's the S, X, Model 3, and Model Y. So the 3... But once he wanted the model, whatever it was, I can't even... I've lost my train of thought. But anyway, if you put them all together, X or S, X, 3, Y, it looks like sexy.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There you go.
Interesting.
And he has SpaceX.
Yes.
Which has
So anyway, you know, simplifying.
He has experience in X.
Very extra.
Personally, I think he's going to have to do a lot of extra work to get that.
No, I'm sure he is.
Up and running.
X marks the spot.
Speaking of X, because I think they want to do, they want to get into that whole payment, digital payment system, right? Digital.
What did I watch last night?
WorldCoin. Did you see WorldCoin launch day?
It was so today really, was, really scary.
So today was day 3 of the launch of WorldCoin. And people literally lined up for hours to get their eyeballs scanned in order to create a digital ID to use it. So there you go.
You know, so it's not physical.
It's here.
Digital.
Yeah, you just yes, yeah, WorldCoin, launched by the same people who launched ChatGPT.
Ooh, AI. Yikes!
So, but in order to use it, you have to scan your eyeball.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that thing that I watched last night, I actually saved it on YouTube. It was pretty mind blowing. It was with Carl Schwab, and they were talking about the implant that they wanted that they want to put in your hand, and that's what you'll use for everything. And I thought,
Where have you heard that before?
Somewhere in the Bible.
In, somewhere towards the end of the Bible. You know, if it's in the middle, it's fine. But
yeah, and they were just talking about if you don't have it, you get nothing.
That's right.
Oh, but how? So, oh, I know. This is what it was. So it said, this is how. So people, these people were talking. Oh, it's called Redacted. I watch on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they were like, who in the world is going to allow you to put an implant in their hand? And they were like, well, there are going to be people that are really suspicious. But what they're going to sweeten the pot for you to do it by, if you have it done, you will get, what's the term of universal income? Like $2,000 a month. So if you have the implant put in, you'll get $2,000. So
that too.
It's the incentive of getting, not having to work to get paid.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it.
No?
No. People who decide not to do it, who know what it is in their core.
No, but their whole point was this is how many, I mean, because of that incentive, there's going to be a lot of people that are willing to do it.
Look at all the incentives they offered finally for people to get jabbed.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Free In-N-Out burger. That's all it took.
And they're promoting meat. And isn't that like the whole thing? They want to get away from meat?
Not me.
I'm promoting meat that you want to discontinue and have them eat bugs. But maybe in the short term, you just like, okay.
I think there's going to be a lot of people who will not. You can't bribe them anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just, I mean, up for. I don't care where you are on any thought, biblically, spectrum, you know, left, right, upside down, inside out. Who in the world is going to say, yes, go ahead and put an implant inside of me?
A lot of people.
So that you can track every single thing that I do.
Well, is that where the money's coming through?
It is. Well, that's what they're going to do. Is, I mean, they're going to shut everybody else off. But, I mean, that is pure madness. Like, since the beginning of time, they've been telling you that this is going to happen and how evil it's going to be. Like, where did you think that where it turned good? By doing it. There's nothing that shows that this is going to be good for anybody.
That's a trick question.
For real. Like long term, right? Like, I mean, it's just going to be ultimate control. Every single thing. They're going to put these little sensor or scanners probably at, you know, every 10 feet at every store and every building. Whereas you're walking, it's telling them, you know, through Bluetooth or something where you are at every minute
well,
of every day.
Well, your phone does that already.
I know, but, you know, but you're not going to, this, I can put my phone down and turn it off and leave it
and
somewhere.
And that freaks them out, by the way. Have you seen that? This is a great expose about, it freaks them out if you actually turn your phone off for a day or 2 days and go about your business without taking your phone. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds very,
I can imagine.
Able to do that.
I wonder, it probably sends them a signal that says, this person hasn't been on the in the system for, 16 hours. Where are they?
That's right. All of a sudden, Google can't track where you're at. Mm-hmm. Apple can't track where you're at.
That was the big thing during the pandemic when they were saying that how China was lying about how many people were dying from COVID because they had upwards of 25 million phones, subscribers, that their phones all finally just died. And there was nobody that was charging them, right, because the person was dead.
That'd be a good exercise. I wonder what would happen if all of Reading just turned their phone off for one day.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a fun experiment.
It would be.
National Phone Off Day.
Everybody just turns their phone off.
Freaks out the algorithm. Sends them into a panic mode. Elon Musk starts panicking.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to go? That's right. Okay, first break.
That
first
was
break.
Fun. Oh, I like that
first
part.
2 minute break. We'll drive it.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Beat on this one.
I don't know who it is, but
it's not Slayer.
But I can play a drum to it.
There you go. Good evening, Nigel and James and Yvonne. It's the last show for a while. We were talking about a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, I kind of went just into La La Land. It was fun.
Yeah,
I wasn't
thinking
about anything other than just blah, diarrhea came in.
Well, here's another one. Here's another fun one for today. Did you see Mitch McConnell? He had a slight malfunction.
Yes.
Where he just stood there and froze.
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, so he's part of the Matrix, too.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
or the lizard skin's too tight.
Well, so what was interesting, I highly recommend a movie on Netflix called They Cloned Tyrone. Okay? And it's the Jamie Foxx movie.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it was in production for a long time. But, you know, something happened to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. Right? He did an interview just the other day for the first time.
Yeah.
And he looks different.
And, he does.
And
he looks
people
thin.
Who'd known him for a long time said, that ain't Jamie.
Oh. It seemed like him, but he definitely looked like he had been ill and lost a lot of weight, and his skin was very...
skin was very pasty.
Yeah, and I thought, ooh, he still looks a little under the weather.
So, I think you got a little, I don't know, I don't know if you got into trouble for the movie, but you got to watch that movie. They Cloned Tyrone. It's funny. It's funny. But I think it hits a nerve. What was that? Was that your buddy?
No, that was
Tyrone.
No, I think that was Sherry Papini's ex-husband.
Oh, ooh. Oh, we can talk about that.
Yeah, you pointed, and I was like,
because I was like, isn't that?
Well, that would fit right in with this,
right?
But anyway, Mitch McConnell today froze. Do you ever see Al Roker?
Yes,
TV.
I saw some of those things. Yeah, there was one where he was outside somewhere or something, and he literally, you know, you look. Some of these things I take with a grain of salt because people are, but he literally looked like he something was
statue.
Wrong.
Yeah,
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. So anyway, so Mitch McConnell gave us a little bit of a show today.
Hmm.
This one today or yesterday, our era, pretty much, Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor died today.
Did she?
Yeah.
From what?
I don't remember.
Well, could be anything at this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She was only 56.
I know. She was
very
young. Yeah.
And she was kind of troubled.
Yeah.
I believe.
She was. Yeah, I remember reading a few things about her.
Yeah. She really messed up her career when she decided to say horrible things about the Pope on, was it Saturday Night Live or whatever it was?
Yeah, she ripped up that picture, I believe.
Yeah. And it was
but see, you know, a good marketing executive could have turned that into a positive.
Sure.
Yeah. Was that Sherry Papini walking by?
Kind of looked like her for a second, didn't it? And I thought, oh, wow.
To be honest with you, I was never into Sinead O'Connor. It's just that.
She had a few songs
that
I liked.
At the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of interesting that she still remained kind of a polarizing figure.
Yeah, she did, actually. Yeah. She continued to make music and perform all this time. She never gained her, I guess, her mass notoriety that she had, but she had some things. There were some songs that people really liked. And
maybe she was out paddleboarding with Obama's chef at the same time. No?
No, probably not.
All right. Here's another one. I think we've heard about this one. What is it? LeBron James.
Son,
18 years old.
That's so horrible.
Cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Was he active when it happened?
Yeah, he was in a basketball camp or something, or a basketball workout when it happened, yeah.
So what's the saddest part about that? Obviously, our thoughts immediately go to, oh, he was jabbed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the first thought. But the saddest part is that even on CNN now, they're making it seem like it's normal. It's normal that an 18-year-old, they have heart attacks all the time and they drop dead.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying he's dead. I don't know.
He didn't die.
He's
in recovery. Yeah.
But there are so many young people that are just croaking on the spot, you know.
But you can't tell anything that's going on in the body, but I mean, from the look of it, he's obviously a very strong and looking kid. I mean, he looks hyper athletic and looks strong and healthy and handsome, and you know, that's the last thing that you would think of from somebody that age. And it really is just an it's heartbreaking because it does seem like it, you know. And I said, I don't know if it's because we get on a bender and then everybody reports it, so you just hear it more, or if it's legitimately. But I mean, everything that I see and read saying that it's happening all over.
Well, it is. Well,
Yeah.
Depending on where you look, it's happening.
I mean, just people in general, but especially young people, which is, you know, man, makes you sick.
Yeah.
Yep. Good news today from a company called U-Scan.
That doesn't
sound. Letter U.
Okay.
Scan.
I was going to say.
That doesn't
sound happy.
Well, this is great because it doesn't involve you scanning your eyeball.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
But it's in the same vein. And it's a new toilet sensor that reads your pee and tracks your health immediately. Oh. How's that? So a little sensor in your toilet, right?
So it's sensing the water?
And you just, you just pee on it. It takes an immediate reading and sends your health report to your phone.
Hmm.
How's that?
What? I mean, obviously they can get a lot of stuff from the urine. That's why they make
it. They can get a lot of stuff out of your
urine. Pee in a cup, but what... I mean, like, what kind of things are they testing for?
Well, they can test for anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it going to your secure enclave in your iPhone, or is it...
Secure enclave? It's going to your enclave. I don't know about secure. It hasn't quite been cleared yet, but they showed it at the Consumer Electronics Show or something in Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
The last couple of days.
So it's a urinal sensor, and then what, will 2.0 be a fecal...
I think that's a little harder to read, you know?
You just pick it up and smear it on the stick.
No, okay, James,
no,
James.
No. Okay. Oh, goodness.
Okay, great. Whoever thought that urine would be the clean subject?
Well, you know, I mean, here they are. Now, this is true fact, but they are supposed to be implementing, from what I've been reading, testing mechanisms within the sewer system.
Yes.
Right? So because they are saying that basically they could have really gotten ahead of the pandemic had they had this kind of system in place where it automatically starts picking up when there becomes
bacteria?
Yeah, bacteria or infections or people become sick, right? It starts showing up in the sewer system, like where they water treatment plants.
Mm-hmm.
Their alarm should be going off that there is this bacteria or fungus or virus that's showing up in human waste. And that alerts to them to actually start going, hey, should we question this? What is this? Where is this coming from? So there you go. This is just really, really, really at the front end, right? Like,
it is at the front end.
I know, but I mean, you could, like, at that moment, somebody pee and they're like, "Wait a second, they have a virus."
Yeah, and within 5 minutes, they're at your door.
Yeah, picking you up,
taking you away,
putting you in a Ziploc bag, and
that's right. And then you can say, "Wait, it wasn't my pee."
Yeah, right. It's not my pee, man.
You know,
yeah.
But it is kind of alarming how quickly we are heading towards that dystopian.
Oh, dude, we're on a bullet train.
That was a great movie, by the way, Bullet Train.
I'm like, every day I'm like, wow, it's happening so fast.
I know, right?
And just I was watching, they were talking about what ChatGPT-5 is going to do. Like what their vision for it is, which is the next one. And I'm like, we're already at the next one. And it's like, woo-wee, that's going to be scary what it'll have the ability to do.
Yeah, well, we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of faith, obviously. But the way I see it is we are so far along with tech
mm-hmm.
and with AI and all that kind of stuff that even if you don't, you know, to me, AI, it'll still be inferior to, you know, human consciousness, obviously,
mm-hmm.
in the long term. But we are so far along, it's going to be hard to put the genie back in the bottle,
mm-hmm.
right?
And so, I didn't really know that they actually have already set up a scale for AI, like, you know, it's like 1 through 10, right, where we are in the scale of the predictions of AI. And I don't know that it's 1 through 10, but I think it's actually 6, right? And I think we're at 4. Of 6 in the development that they're saying that. So, I mean, we're right in the middle. So we're, like I said, we're on a bullet train and we're cruising fast into things that are just going to be mind-bending, you know.
It's going to be harder to say no, but I think the magic will be to say no. I think that's going to be the key, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we'll see. Maybe go back to a flip phone.
Yeah, I know, right?
How about talking to each other?
I know, right?
Yeah, face to face.
We actually, Yvonne and I, this last weekend spent it with a bunch of friends at Linda and Carl's house, actually. And we have for many years bid on an auction item that the Bots and the Hills put on.
Their horse?
Nope. It's for to raise money for Turtle Bay, right? And it's an auction item to go have dinner at their house, and you know, they make a paella that's a great dish. And then,
well, you may want to have talk about
yeah.
Talk about the dish.
Say,
and it's paella, it's a fish thing, so it'll be very fitting for after next 2 minute break.
All right.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
There we go. A little bit of Barracuda goes right in with your... right.
Sisters.
Wilson Sisters.
So we were talking about covers. So this is a great Barracuda cover.
Not this one that we're listening to.
It's Taylor Hawkins on the drums.
Yeah.
On this cover.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
And Nuno on the guitar. And I forgot her name on vocals, but freaking amazing.
Yeah. That's not Hart on vocals?
No.
Oh.
It's not?
No.
Wow, it's really close.
I thought that was Hart.
Nope. Do some digging. Anyway, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
This is our last...
Blow me down.
No, I won't. It's our last show, July 26th. I'm glad the weather's normal now at 100 degrees.
Yeah, right.
It was a little warm there last week. 113-ish, 114. It is funny, the hotter it gets, you can tell a difference between 100 and 110.
For
real.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny how that...
Your whole body just kind of melts.
Yeah. So a little more on the local level, doing certain things with the chamber, Shasta County. So I actually went up to Siskiyou, Mount Shasta. And I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm up in Mount Shasta, I'm like, oh, there's something here, mm-hmm. right?
It's magic.
There's something there's something magical about Mount Shasta and Siskiyou County in general. And I think we're going to do almost like a little bit of a food tour up there.
Oh.
Up in Siskiyou County. So we'll obviously make that open. And
I want to help.
Yeah. You want to make sure the food is...
No, I have some suggestions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've actually done really well in their tourism department. They're doing a lot of promotion. I think we can take some.
Who manages their tourism?
Discover Siskiyou.
Siskiyou.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they have a really good structure above it, right? And then also a week and a half ago, went up to Trinity County in Weaverville. They seem to be getting their act together, right? There are numerous chambers and organizations organizing, unifying where they can. But they have a good thing going. And it's the same thing. Every time I'm up there, I'm like, okay, there's something here, right? So I look forward, from our chamber perspective, working with the various counties surrounding us, you know?
Yeah.
Working together.
Mm-hmm.
Weed and Wairika, same. They,
yep.
they have wonderful restaurants and just little hideaways that you don't hear about.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, what else have you guys got going on?
You want to do the paella?
Oh, yeah. I just went and had a glass of water, and now I just became very sleepy.
You're having a Mitch McConnell moment.
I know. I'm like, Nigel, your voice is putting me to sleep.
Okay, well, I'll stop talking then. I'll stop talking.
What were we talking about?
Great. Oh, social time.
Oh, you were just saying being able to talk,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know.
To meet up with people in person.
Yeah.
Right.
Novel concept.
We did that this weekend with bidding on a auction item to raise money for Turtle Bay. And I think our friends and ourselves have all participated for multiple years. So this has been going on for a long time. But Linda and Carl invite us into their beautiful, gracious home, which is absolutely lovely. I love their house. Chef Ragon.
Yeah, paddleboarder.
Yeah. Carl goes into a whole another character with his chef hat on, but he's in the kitchen slaving away over incredible paella, right? And every year they kind of change it up a little bit. One year we had some sweet Italian sausage more in there. This time we had beautiful shrimp, succulent shrimp. They were amazing, really. And they did some changes to the menu. We had a gazpacho that
cucumber.
Was cucumber with watermelon and onion. It was amazing, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Rick and Pam Hill are their partners in crime putting on this event, and the Hills do like all the appetizers and desserts, and they also choose the wines that are going to be served during the night. And then we are really honored and blessed that Linda and Rick do duets for us. They sing because Linda's like a songbird, and Rick is just killer on a acoustic guitar. I mean, he can play guitar like
really
nobody's
good.
Business. So we get to have, you know, two or three songs that they'll sing while we're eating dinner, and it's just really lovely, you know, to be able to sit down with
to be able
people.
To get together.
Yeah.
And not be arrested. You know, because they weren't all from the same household, you know.
Yeah. And I'm quite a talker. And there are several of us in that group.
Unless
that
you
are,
drink water.
And, yeah, right? And then I'll pass out, yeah. There are several of us in that group that are quite big talkers. So if you can imagine, it's like a
ramp.
Yeah, like an earthquake and a tornado all in one room of people trying to talk. But it's actually really a lot of fun. And so that was just my little.
So how much did you raise?
To be honest with you, I don't know how much Turtle Bay raised. I do know that the dinner I think we put out was like, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars per couple. Mm. So they raised a lot of money.
Good.
Just on that dinner itself.
What'd you bid on?
Huh? The dinner.
The dinner.
Oh,
an auction item that we bid on.
The dinner is the auction item.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I know I didn't make that very clear. But yeah. So the Hills and the Bots put this event on, and you bid on it. And we've bid on it, not just ourselves, because we've been in it for quite some time, but the core group. There's a core group that's in and out, probably six or seven years?
6 or 7 years now.
Yeah, that we've outbid everybody and bought it. But this last year, this one was quite hefty. And so, there's a good chance that we might be outbid next year. Because I was like, it's getting really up there.
I was about to jump in and do the dishes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You have to, pay to play, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of food, and that's a little controversial now, but I didn't realize how many people have jumped on it. But 2 months ago, I switched to carnivore.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
very popular right now.
It's and I didn't know that it was becoming that popular. I actually didn't know that, it was a big thing on mm-hmm. Joe Rogan and what's his name? Peterson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They even talked about it. I heard about it somewhere else and decided to get in on it.
It's everywhere.
Give it a try. But I got to tell you, in 2 months, I've lost close to 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I feel amazing. So
I'm just ready to almost package you up and chuck you down a catwalk.
No, not yet.
So model-like.
No. I still have about 50 pounds to go. but I'm sure by now a lot of people have been hearing about
it. Who did you learn about it from?
Well, online, YouTube, okay.
I know you're eating a lot of, eggs and meat and
beef.
Yeah.
Butter, bacon, eggs. That's it.
And you said you found the best eggs in town.
I did. They're at the Enjoy store.
Plug, plug, plug. Yeah. Actually, and as soon as you left with your dozen, I had a lady come in and bought every dozen we had in the fridge. And then she was like, I want to know, am I able to get a dozen of eggs a week from here? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. As long as my girls are happy, they are laying.
guess what the brand name is.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy eggs?
Yeah.
Crack me up.
Oh, very good.
That's the Crack Me Up Farms.
That's very good.
We have fun in the evenings, we're just
rude.
Thinking of names.
Well, actually, Crack Me Up would be a good egg brand name.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it you've logoed the whole thing out.
Oh, yeah.
So we do eat a lot of eggs mm-hmm. on the carnivore diet.
I like eggs, too.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, 4 to 6 a day or whatever.
You don't eat vegetables?
Nope.
But, what about bell peppers? Because they're so good.
No fruits, no veggies, no starch, no carbs. That's it.
Don't you miss...
Oh, yeah.
Some veggies?
The only thing I miss is
some in there.
Sourdough bread with almond butter on top of it.
What about a salad?
No, don't miss it.
Ooh.
Really?
No.
A good salad, though?
Nope. I will challenge anybody. If you want to give it a shot. Even if you just try it for a week. Yes, the carnivore. If you try it for a week, just the changes that happen, not just externally. I mean, you people who start out on it, they drop a lot of weight in a short amount of time.
Pretty soon, Nigel's going to be able to fly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need to. You can't afford to lose any weight.
No, Liam.
No.
But it's amazing because your blood pressure goes down immediately. Your heart rate, your inflammation. it's a trip. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd give it a week, 2 weeks. But no, this is.
So, is your favorite dish, isn't it, a fried egg flat with a piece of sausage and then roll it and then cover it in bacon and then lay it across the steak and then put some butter on it?
Well, I've noticed for myself, the older I get, the less I can eat. So, for me, the ultimate meal right now is just a ribeye with some egg yolks on top.
Ooh, yum.
It's amazing. Mm. Yeah.
Creamy.
Yeah.
Almost hollandaise.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing how you feel when you eat that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, thank God there's seafood in there. I forgot about that. I was only thinking it was just beef or whatever, but, yeah, seafood's part of that.
Well, the strict kind, they call it the lion diet, the strict one is just beef, water, and salt. But the interesting
thing... That sounds like prison.
One of the other reasons people get into the carnivore diet are ones who have medical issues
mm-hmm.
or have stuff going on, type 2 diabetes or overweight or other things going on. And the cool thing about the carnivore diet...
I love how he listed everything on my list.
Well, they call it the elimination diet. What that means is you default back to the safest form of food, which is meat.
Mm-hmm.
So you cut everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want, you start adding in the things.
And you can see what...
And then you can see where it's triggering.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it makes total sense. But there are many hundreds of thousands now who got onto the carnivore
mm-hmm.
diet
mm-hmm.
and that's it. Like, you're hooked. All right. Wow. Just by the way it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, come on. Let's be honest. I mean, this country's slightly overweight.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
You know? We eat maybe a little tad too much sugar.
I think I'm going to start at pork butt.
Yes.
Pork butt, and I'll move forward.
There you go. See you in 2 minutes.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
James, I think you should stick to movies in the park.
And Clover.
Good. Welcome back, Nigel and James, Northern California.
Honestly, this is going to be the hardest part for me, letting go for a while. It's just the jams that Liam throws at us.
I know, right?
Because I always...
This is the only show where I get to just, like, play whatever I want.
Freestyle.
Jam.
So... it has been a fun run. I think we've had some pretty fun shows.
We have.
Had some great guests. It was kind of heated there during the political season. That was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had almost every candidate in. That was kind of fun.
Yep.
Had a lot of guests from around the region.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Call-ins, physical appearances. Yeah.
So it's been good. So
I just was opening the latest issue of Enjoy Magazine, the August 2023 issue. Mm-hmm. Is already out, issue 203. By the way, congratulations. Nigel has the cover.
Yes.
And I've heard, oh, how cool. So you shot her in a studio and then superimposed her in front of the IOOF hall. And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, how did you do that? And I was like, I didn't. Nigel did, but that's how he was able to shoot it to.
It's called angles.
Foreground, background. I mean, it's like all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, well, that was a fun shoot. Thank you, Yvonne, for asking me to do it.
Oh, no, it was
but
great.
I was flipping through the issue. I just flip it open back to, like, our massive calendar that's just evolving daily, which is awesome. And I see, oh, The Rainmaker, that's, you know, running July 28th through August 13th at
Riverfront
Playhouse. And then right below it, I see The Nutcracker. And I'm like, they're already promoting Christmas. And so I was thinking, okay, that can't be true. But realistically, you and I were just the other day over at Lowe's picking up something,
yeah,
some succulents for an event that she was doing. And the whole place is already decked out for Halloween.
Yeah.
And so then we left there and we were driving down and the old Big Lots is already turning into the Spirit Halloween shop. I'm like, it is July.
I know.
It's July and I'm already seeing Halloween and Christmas. What
well, I think at this point they're just hoping Christmas even happens.
I'm like, oh my gosh, how is this just happening?
Well, not only that, but where is this one?
That's probably at the Civic. That's an annual
Reading City
thing.
Ballet.
Uh-huh.
No, that one.
Not the Civic, at the Cascade, sorry.
Okay. And the Nutcracker, and it's in August. It's in August 20. It's on August 26th.
Oh, gosh. So this isn't even promoting for Christmas. They're actually doing it in August.
And it's not Christmas in July.
No.
No, it's Christmas in August, apparently.
I'm very confused.
Wow. We designed the Mother Ginger dress for that, for the Nutcracker.
What in the world?
Does it say anything? Is there anything like...
Open your book.
Oh. Well, the... the Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet is also coming to the Reading Civic. But that's more of a normal time. It's November.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I mean to go to, like, Cascade Christmas or the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always, like, on my agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never do.
Well, then you know what? Break the tradition and go
to
see the Nutcracker
so
in August.
So this is 2023. Are we allowed to use the term Nutcracker?
I don't think so.
To me, that sounds very repressive. Like, that sounds like aggression.
Yeah, I don't, like...
No, it's a...
Towards men?
Yeah, I don't think I can go...
or women, or who are now men.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's a piece of...
What about the chipmunks?
Nutcracker. That, to me, that sounds like a derogatory term.
It makes me wish it a little
bit. We should file a complaint.
I'm the girl in the room. It does
Who do
me
we
one
complain
bit.
To about that? I want reparations for Nutcracker. let's see. Hey, July 27th. This should be kind of fun. I hear he's good. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. People were asking if we were going to go, and I said I didn't know. We really hadn't talked about it. But, yeah, I mean, he makes me laugh. I love his humor in some senses. It's a lot of fun.
James.
What?
This is for auditions.
Oh. Oh, open audition. There you go.
James, I think that you should take this as the opportunity to audition.
It was a sign.
Yes, you need to audition.
It was a Nutcracker
you
sign.
You could be the Rat Lord or whatever it's called.
The Rat Lord. I would make a good rat, wouldn't I?
Yeah, and you wouldn't even need a costume.
The Rat Fink. Yeah. I'll finally get to let my tail out.
There you go. Yeah, so I think that was a sign. That was a sign.
That was weird. Yeah, it's right there in big red letters. Open audition. I completely didn't even see that. My bad. Well, here you go. Listen. Cascade Theater, you're getting a lot of good advertising right now for. So what they're doing is they're being very mindful and getting their cast nice and early.
Really smart.
Yes.
So do this properly then. Auditions for the Nutcracker.
Yeah. So yeah, here we go. If you want to be in the Nutcracker, the auditions open Saturday, August 26th. It's a Reading Arts project. Yeah. There you go.
Their costume designer is incredible.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
But there's a lot going on also, too, at the Cascade Theater besides that. What is that? Who is that? I can't read the...
Here's a throwback
living,
for you.
Living, loving, what? Is that
Led?
Oh, there we go.
Led Zeppelin. Yeah. Reverie.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Masters of Illusion.
I tell you, I've been talking about Led Zeppelin a lot. It keeps coming up.
Well, you talk about the old band, so here's one for you. Rick Springfield, September 10th.
God,
I wish
I was Jesse's girl.
the Steve Miller band is going to be at...
On the Lawn also?
Yeah,
I
September.
Would
they're going to be at the...
Reading Civic. Well, it looks like Civic's going to have a busy couple of days. September 10th is Rick Springfield. The one that I would go see is The Tubes, because The Tubes are opening up for Rick Springfield.
Oh. Wow.
And then on the 16th, they have Cast and Crowns.
Oh, yeah.
And on the 17th, they got the Steve Miller Band on the Lawn. So they're going to have a busy couple of days.
That's great.
I was just looking also over here at Rolling Hills in their amphitheater and stuff. They've got Ludacris coming. But they also have Steve Aoki. He's a like a world famous DJ.
Oh.
So like he does like serious music.
Wait, is he the one that throws the cakes at people?
Kegs or cakes?
Cakes.
So
either one would be fine with me.
I think.
Wait, Aoki or Aoki?
Aoki.
Oh yeah. Oh wait. A-O-K-I. Wow. They're gonna have
Steve Aoki.
So okay. Speaking of Nutcracker,
he's massive. Here,
he is.
Here's an alternative to the Nutcracker. It's inspired by the Nutcracker. Apparently, at the Civic, December 10th or 16th. I can't quite read it. It's a drag queen Christmas.
Oh Lord.
At the Civic. A drag queen Christmas. Okay.
It's going to be Christmas turned up a notch.
They're going to have like little elves.
I know.
I don't know, man. At this point, I'm
Are
just
they going to have nutcrackers?
I'm just so confused with everything. You know. Anyway, yeah, inspired by the Nutcracker.
Don't forget, also, we're not in August yet, but we're getting real close. Second week in August, which was August 11th, Friday, August 11th, we'll be doing Goonies on the Civic Center lawn for our Movies in the Park.
Very good.
Yeah.
And the next one?
That's the last one for our season.
Last one?
Mm-hmm.
He may be doing one for me, for Reading Fashion Alliance in September.
Oh. What movie?
A Devil Wears Prada.
Can you do Interstellar for me?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Just a private party?
Yeah.
Movies in the living room?
With all your friends.
I love Interstellar.
I'm not quite sure. It's
one of my top tens.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I knew I liked you for some reason.
Interstellar's such
like
a good movie.
I like your brain.
I love Interstellar.
Yeah. Searching for the black hole?
It's so good.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you like God. That movie just because you like that movie, or you like sci-fi in general?
I like sci-fi because I'm weird.
Well, yeah. It makes your brain go, right?
Yeah. I'm obsessed
Gravity.
With sci-fi.
I love it.
Gravity.
It's a 2 hour and 49 minute movie, though, so you really got to commit to it.
One of my favorite interactions in that movie is between Matthew McConaughey and Jason Bourne guy.
I don't know. Right. I don't know actors. I just know movies.
What's his name again?
He played Bourne.
Yeah,
he plays for. Gosh, what is his name?
Anyway, there's probably 100 people shouting at the radio right now. But
like, you stupid! You're so stupid!
Yeah, but it's a good interaction.
Matt Damon.
Well, it's a good little interaction about there in that movie about the importance of.
Well, this will tell you how much I've seen Interstellar, and I really liked it. I didn't even know Matt Damon was in it.
He has a very short.
I don't remember him.
But it's an interesting conversation between the two. How. You know, to this day, people really haven't been able to figure out the magic of what makes blood between family members so important that you can't sever it.
Mm.
I always thought that was interesting.
Factual.
Yeah.
It's kind
you
of
can't
like,
sever it.
It's almost like quantum. Like, you know, that whole thing that, what do they call it? And there's that quantum thing that happens where you can take two particles that are and put them at infinite distances, and they both though never stop reacting to each other.
Cheese and crackers.
Instantaneously.
It's like how moms just like know. They
yeah.
just know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We know.
Well, I think it's like that with you know exactly parents and kids, right? You have that radar,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to you can't sever it.
No.
It's really hard.
I know, thank God. I just found out my kid might be moving to Texas.
Are you happy about that?
Yeah, I am for him, but I'm terrified. You know, like hopefully that bond, I can still feel him from afar.
Well, they have good meat there.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I think we're approaching the end here. Speaking of saying goodbye.
Oh, no.
How about just see you later?
There you go.
See you later.
What is there? You never say goodbye. You always say you see you later.
We've got some work to do and then come back.
Well, we have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can come back
and
have real good fun.
Yes. Yeah. Important. We have to do our part for Shasta County.
Absolutely.
I believe Shasta County has been missing the boat for a long time.
Yep.
And I think we need to do our part to elevate not just Reading, but just Shasta County. And make it the center of the North State.
True, true.
So we'll be back.
Thank you, North State.
Bye.
Sequence of the The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.